Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, so I wanted to just give you this story. And, I mean, look, I think we learned pretty quick. He can be a good football player, but he's a bit of a wacko in his 1 year with the Lions. C.J. Gardner-Johnson went back to Philly, won the Super Bowl. Now, not only did he shovel dirt on us for what I deem to be no particular reason, but C.J. Gardner-Johnson has gotten into it with Taylor Swift. Now, that is a losing battle. To the point where Taylor Swift fans, now this is where people are all messed up. I hate to break this to you, but Taylor doesn't care about you. She doesn't pay your mortgage. You can be a fan of her and love her. Taylor Swift fans have then taken up for their favorite celebrity and attacked C.J. Gardner-Johnson's mother's restaurant with zero-star reviews, which, you know, you're affecting a person's business and life. What C.J. says about Taylor Swift does not. Those are not equal things. Well, C.J. Gardner-Johnson decided he wasn't going to take this laying down. And guys, this is not a drop.
No, it's not. You can feel free.
This is a news story.
Unlike you.
All right, I'll cover it.
Unlike you, I will honor my word.
I will. I'll honor it.
No, I'm trying to talk about him.
Okay.
The point is, at the parade today, he is wearing a sweatshirt that says, quote, Swifties can L-I-X my balls, close quote. What does the L-I-X stand for? Roman numerals 59. And if you pronounce it together, It pronounces licks. So, I just, why, man? Like, you're not winning this battle.
No,
why
but
would because, you do that?
Because that's what he does. I mean, even his teammates say, man, they just, you know, almost try to avoid him in the locker room because he just gets under your skin. He's one of those people that just can't leave well enough alone.
But it's like the Beehive with Beyonce. You're not winning.
Right.
These music celebrities have armies
cults.
Of loyalists.
No. They have cults.
Okay.
This is called what it is. It's a cult because the person can't do anything wrong. They can justify what that person says each and every time. And they will fight to the death for that person. So that's a cult. So, yes, you, CJ, good luck. This is one. This is your battle, man. You're not going to win it. It's cute with the T-shirt, but they'll come back at you.
Now, luckily, people have stepped in. You know, CJ's mom has a restaurant. Apparently, Yelp has flagged the restaurant for unusual, you know, barrages of unfounded reviews. Why? If you're CJ, I guess I just don't understand it, man. You're a grown-ass man. You're going out on social media and you're saying nasty stuff about Kelsey and his ex and all that. And you're like, bro, you just won the Super Bowl. Because you're not a comedian out here.
No, Mike, let's just be real. When you talk about the Eagles, he's probably 10th of the Eagles that you talk about. You probably talk about Cooper DeJean before you talk about him. He needs attention. So what better way to get attention than to go up against the big dog and go, let's go up against Taylor Swift. That'll get me some attention. That'll get people to talk about. Heck, we're talking about him now. He won because he needs this type of attention. He needs this. He needs the affirmation. He needs people. Probably needed some hugs. I don't know.
I just tell you, you can't wear a sweatshirt like that. And no, I'm not going to do the cliche bleeding hearts thing. Oh, my God, there's children there. Well, the kids probably can't read it. The point is, it's just, it's the wrong thing to do. It's just so ridiculous. I wanted to at least bring it up. You know what kills me? He's a good football player. He's not great, but he's good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
But I think that's it, because he's good and not great. Not a lot of people talk about him, so he takes that personal. So every place he goes, he has to talk trash. He has to do stuff. The ski mask here, you know, waving to the San Francisco crowd at halftime. Game's not over yet. You may want to wait.
David, your thoughts as a pastor? No, I'm kidding. You can give me your thoughts, but I also wouldn't mind the ticket text.
Yeah, he loves attention. That's what it is. Rico, you're right. This guy loves attention. And he feels like he's not getting it. Yes, yeah, sure, he's on the Super Bowl winning team, but no one talks about him for this Eagles team.
Mm-mm.
So if he does this, yes, he's probably feeling, oh, I'm going to get the attention that I deserve. I want the attention. I'm C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Talk about me. Super Bowl champ. Right. Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah, all this Jalen Hurts and Saquon. And, oh, what about me? Well, C.J., you're just a player on the defense. You're a good player.
Yeah, but on the defense, he one of the five best guys I got? No.
And that's just it.
He's not better than Quinion. He's not better than DeJean. He's not better than N'Kobe Dean. He's not better than Nolan Smith. He's not better than Jalen Carter. He's not better than Jordan Davis. I mean, you start to list it out, and you go, wait a minute, I'm listening to this guy do this. He's a seventh, eighth best guy on the defense, and he's a good player.
He's a very good player, but it's red flags galore. I mean, it started with the ski mask thing, right? Like,
yeah,
when he was in town, and then he left town, and then,
he made fun of us. I'm like, what did we do wrong to him?
We didn't do anything. We actually embraced the idea. A lot of fans embraced the ski mask thing with him. They embraced his idea. Then he left, and then he dumped on us for,
he said his year here was hell. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, sorry, you made it all the way to the NFC title game.
Right.
And you had fans love you.
Mind you, your teammates carried you because you were hurt. We were excited to get you back.
And now the Taylor Swift thing, I think Rico's spot on. I think he just wants the attention. He's not getting it.
I quit. That's my response. I quit. I give all of it. I'm done. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. I quit. All right, David, take a text, please.
Yeah, someone says he's an idiot. Glad the Lions dumped him. How in the world did he fit in the Lions culture? Doesn't make sense to me. That is Phil in Wixom.
Whoa. He fit the Lions culture.
Yeah.
He actually did. Very braggadocious, very over the top. He's just someplace else now, and now you're like, oh, this guy. No. He fit the culture for a year when he was here.
That's the part these fans don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, J-Mo does some of this stuff.
Right.
Kirby does some of this stuff. Brian Brandt, not sweatshirts with cuss words. I'm talking the style, the bravado, the talk, the trash.
The T-shirt with the middle finger.
Okay. Yeah, man. That is a little. Now, I don't mind having an edge as long as you back it up. Now, what did we talk about the other day? It's probably time to power that down and let's be about the business this offseason.
Yeah.
But
I think it's safe. You know, he's not going to go after Kendrick Lamar because he knows, well, that's not going to end well. Taylor's not going to say anything about me. She's not going to write a song about me. And honestly, she probably doesn't know who he is.
Ouch. David.
CJ is a clown. He talked smack about the Eagles when he came here. Then the second he goes back to the Eagles, he talks smack about Detroit.
Timeout.
He has no idea.
Hold on. Timeout. I just thought of something. Maybe this is my Golden Girls moment. Wasn't he the player who started effing with the fans in San Francisco when you were up?
That's what I said.
He was
waving to the crowd at halftime.
Now the reference has clicked.
Yeah, he was waving to the crowd.
I'm losing my mind.
Saying goodbye, saying it's over.
Cutscene.
It's halftime.
Still 30 minutes left.
The only thing that looked worse than that was the Bears player who was doing
before
that.
The Hail Mary
game. Yeah, he's waving to the crowd. See you later. Like, clocks. It's only halftime. We still got two more quarters to play.
Also, Mike, I was in the bathroom when you said it. What did the shirt say?
No.
Okay.
LIX is the Roman numeral, and I can tell you that Roman numeral was placed in a sentence about his balls. Okay? You can figure it out. How dare you do that to me?
I was just wondering.
I know your tricks. All right. We got a fun little blitz for everybody. We're going to do Who Said It. We got a lot left to do today. 97.1.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.